Now, joining me in the studio is Louise Barrett from Reach. They're a local equine assisted therapy charity. So, very good morning.
Good morning,
Michelle. Nice to meet you. Let's start with the summer event first. What's happening? Who should come along?
Wow. Well, we're having a family fun day and dog show at our centre, which is at Crown Farm Stables in Kelvedon Hatch. It's on Sunday, the 7th of September, and it's 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. And we're going to be showcasing a lot of what we do. So we're going to be doing some riding displays. We're also going to have some craft stalls, football shootout, bouncy castle, food stalls, police dogs, and much more.
Excellent. And is there any charge, and do people need to book?
Yes, you can buy. We have a link on our Facebook page and our website, and we'll also be doing it on the door, but it's best to get an early bird ticket because you get a reduction. So the early bird tickets, the entry is for 12 plus £3, 5 to 11 is a pound, and under fives go free. But on the door, the entry will be £5, and in 5 to 11 year olds will be £2.50, and under fives will still go free.
Excellent. All those details will be up on the website for a click through as well. Now, for anyone who doesn't know Reach, what is at the heart of what you do?
Well, we're a small sort of very local charity, and we're helping children and adults with physical, emotional and learning challenges. And we use equine assisted activities and therapies. As I said, we work with children and adults. We help with their physical, emotional and their learning challenges. We work now more with people with neurodiversity and people who suffer from anxiety. We use a range of different activities, and that might involve equine facilitated learning, which involves the horse-human interaction and is led by a trained professional. Involves working on the ground with these trained coaches, and they utilise the horse's response to deepen self-learning and assist in the personal and emotional development of the participant. The benefits of this are wide-reaching and can reduce anxiety and improve self-esteem. We also offer equine-assisted therapy, which is at a sort of less deep level, developing a relationship with the horse and trying to overcome challenges and fears. So just being around the horse can help with communication and problem solving, increase confidence. And this confidence and these skills can be transferable in all aspects of life. And the ground-based activities can promote physical and emotional well-being, such as things like learning horsemanship, grooming the horse, learning how to care for the horse, developing trust just by being around the horse and not being judged. And this can really help the participants to develop their own trust and improve their interaction with their family and their peers. We also offer equine-assisted physiotherapy, which is formerly known as hippotherapy, and this uses the movement of the walking horse to provide a multi-sensory experience. And the benefits of this improvements in movement, core balance and strength, and communication and social skills. Now, this is a non-ridden activity. They're not learning to ride. They're sort of sitting on the top, and the therapist is the one that's sort of controlling the session, and the horse is led by a leader and a side walker to assist the therapist. And the idea is that this session is like a rehabilitation session because it's performed by a professional therapist to achieve specific therapeutic goals. We also offer therapeutic riding, which is very beneficial to people with physical and learning impairments. The horse's movement when the child is riding or the adult's riding stimulates muscles, again, helps to build core strength and improve balance. But these sessions are led by a coach, a riding coach. So the participants actually take control of the horse, and they're learning horsemanship and riding skills and learn to progress through a series of proficiency tests if they want to. And people with complex needs can really benefit from the therapeutic movement of the horse, but also the social aspect and the idea that it can help with communication skills and help regulate senses and emotions. And we also offer carriage driving more recently. So we have a carriage driving coach who sits alongside the driver to offer assistance and tuition. And carriage driving can offer similar benefits such as riding, improve coordination, core strength, balance, spatial awareness, and encourages relaxation through movement. Not to obviously the positive effects on well-being achieved through spending time in the open air and with a horse. The final thing we kind of offer now is an alternative education program, and this is more recent. So we have a multitude of non-mainstream teaching approaches so that children can access learning who can't access school. So we have a contract with Essex County Council, and children will come, and children can come from their own accord. We take private referrals as well. So we have an indoor classroom and an outdoor learning area. We have a sensory garden, and we have, as I said, the animals that they can learn to work with and do functional skills, as well as learning about animals and horses horse care, and we offer like a horse care course now as well as the ASDAM programme. So it's a great opportunity for them to learn in a fun way rather than sitting in a classroom. And our sensory garden just provides so much. It's calming, it stimulates all the senses, and the emotions can be really kind of regulated through the sight, sound, smell and touch of all the elements in our garden. And in our garden we offer tea with a pony and do care home, invite care homes to come so they can have see our little Shetlands in a pen whilst enjoying the benefits of the sensory garden whilst having a cup of tea. So it's a lovely all-round experience.
Wow, you do so much. that's amazing. What is your personal journey, Louise, and how did you get involved with Reach, and what is the most rewarding thing about the work for you?
Wow, yeah, okay. So I'm a physiotherapist, so hence the kind of involvement in a caring profession and working with people. I used to have my own private practice, but my sister had a disability. She had cerebral palsy, my sister-in-law, sorry. So when I married my husband, I got very involved in the family, and part of her life was horses. She grew up with horses at a local riding for disabled centre, and I saw the benefits. And as a physiotherapist working with the body, I was like, wow, I just want to do this. So I kind of retrained to work more with disability and neurological and paediatric conditions. I also trained as a coach, a volunteer coach at the local RDA centre, and supported them as a volunteer to get in. And then I realised that there was this option to do, it's now called equine facilitated physiotherapy, but back then it was called hippotherapy, because hippos is horse and therapy is therapy using the horse. So I did some postgraduate training, which is open to all allied health professionals. That was a two-year course, and on qualifying I was interested in horses. We had our own horses. I had a pony as a child, so my children had their little ponies at this point, and I was just like, wow, you know, I could use these ponies. They're so kind of kind. They work with children already, my kids. And when my children grew out of them, it was just a natural thing to give them another job. And that kind of enabled me to set up the charity way back 11 years ago.
And what is the most rewarding about the charity for you?
Seeing the parents' faces when their children achieve. And that could be something as small as being able to hold the reins because I've worked on their core stability, or just the child being able to be handled more easily at home, because I work with some more severely physically challenged children. And it's the smiles on the children's faces. You know, often parents are crying with happiness because of what their children can achieve, because what we're offering is very specialist. It's fun. And there's very few centres doing what we do, particularly that are fortunate to have a physiotherapist on board and sort of that equine knowledge that goes with it. So I think what we've got is very niche. I get a reward. I get a sense of reward from helping people as being a physio. That's kind of why I did the job I do. So enabling, you know, using horses to help me do that, and my team and my one, I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it without my team. I just have to say a big thank you to everybody, because it's not just about me, it's about everybody. And Reach is a family, and in order to do what we do, I have a team of trustees who are absolutely fantastic. I have a team of garden people who have helped me create the sensory garden, who I'm extremely grateful for, and they are helping me maintain the sensory garden. I have coaches, I have other physiotherapists now working within Reach. I have a wonderful centre manager, and we have lots of grooms and sort of volunteer activity leaders and others that are assisting in our education, alternative education, who are kind of, they start as a volunteer, but then they build their way up, and we train them through the Riding for Disabled organisation that offers a lot of training as a coach and as a groundwork activity leader. But also some of our team have now gone on and done their own qualifications so that they can have that professional qualification to offer services to support Reach. So it's a huge family thing, yeah. Really.
Now, if somebody's listening and they want to help, what's the best way to get involved?
You can follow us on Facebook and get our details on Facebook. We've got a website. There's lots of information there. You could just Google Reach Equine Therapy Brentwood and our details would come up. We rely on volunteers as a charity. What I didn't mention earlier was that to put on a session, particularly a hippotherapy session, someone has to lead the horse. Someone has to sidewalk supporting me. And if you're doing a therapy ride, you might have two sidewalkers, a leader and a coach in the arena. Yeah. Plus you might have three or four horses. So times that by three or four, and you need about 10 to 12 people to run a session, particularly on a Saturday when we do our therapeutic riding more. Yeah. And so volunteers are really important. But if you're not horsey, it doesn't matter, because if you've got an education background, a care background, or you just want to come out and get some fresh air, because the benefits for the volunteers are there as well. You're getting out of the house. It's physical, because if you want to assist in some of the yard duties on, you know, when we need them, and you like getting mucked in, you know, you can do that. You can help, you know, in any respect. We're always looking for fundraising help. We're desperately needed more trustees. So if you want to sort of have more of a backseat approach and support us and become on our board, that would be amazing, because what we do has to be governed by a team of trustees. Yeah. So there's so many opportunities to volunteer for us in every different respect, no matter what skills you've got.
It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, Michelle. It's been great being here.